Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I have sat here and I have wondered and I have prayed. Lord, I wonder and run away with all the times and all the years, all the lines and all the tears. It's time for a change, for higher ground. That's what we do, get it right, me and you. Time for a change, time for a change.
Here. I don't know why we're doing this, but
please enter your access code followed by the pound sign. You entered 5 7 8 4 2 4 7 7 6 3. Correct. For the first caller, you will be placed on hold until the next caller arrives.
Okay. Hello, everybody. It's Psyche's Gone Wild, and we...
Thank you.
Hello. This is Psychic Jethro.
Hello.
Now we got it going. 916, are you alive? This is Psychic Jethro and Psyche's Gone Wild. And we did go wild. For 11 minutes, we've been trying to get here. We've got three guests on the other calls, and we've got me and you. 916, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. I want to welcome you to Calling Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Jethro. And due to, obviously, a lot of energy we're having with Saturn and Scorpio, my sign, I'd like you to give me your first name and just give me if you have a question tonight or would you like to speak. I'm sorry, but our two guests are not in tonight.
Oh, it's just you tonight?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fine. I'll just ask you a question.
Sure.
It's Diana. I'm in California, and I love it that Saturn's in Scorpio. I think that's going to cause a lot more ethics. But can you tell me, like, am I going back to Mount Shasta soon, or do you see something different?
Okay. No, that's a good question you've got here. It looks to me like you have pretty much have your journey, and it looks like you're going to be kind of taking in some time here and going slowly back.
Okay. That's how I see it. Because I still have some unfinished business where I am, correct?
That's correct. And it's you've got a stressful one again, Diane. You and the guides are working with you on that new word of yours, and you, I love it with you. And it's the everybody's doing here and now, and you're doing really strong work with Saturn. You're doing a lesson of work that you're handling some new karma that you've built. It's good.
Well, it's my karma. It's my Saturn return, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that it went to Scorpio because I was certainly tired of how people were acting with it being as it was all these years. But you know, the thing that of me being here is probably going to be family repair.
Yeah, I feel that.
Ring a bell?
It does.
Because, my aunt who refused me, I think she's going to give in, and I think that's why I'm slowly going back to Mount Shasta. Something's going to happen, in fact.
Yes. Okay, and Rahida, can you hear us?
Yes, absolutely. Tell me.
Okay, great. This is our guest from India. And
Diane,
I would like you to go ahead, and we've got him on the line here. And would you do us the great honor, Rahid, of doing a tarot reading for Diane?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Diane,
thank you.
Diane, is it any particular sphere of your life, like your personal life, your work, your profession, relationships, finances, any specific sphere you want to cover?
With me, it's kind of
Hello.
Like all is one.
Okay, fine. I'll first start with your work profession, and then we'll move on to your finances as well as your relationships. Just bear with me.
Well, with as much time as you have, don't hold up the other callers.
Okay. Your past position card is the Page of Swords, which is reversed. Diane, what happens is when the Page of Swords is reversed, you're not as receptive, you're not as cautious, you're not as observant as you're supposed to be. And this implies the past 6 months or a year in your profession, a phase where you had to know a few details which were going around, I mean, which were happening in your own life, in your own profession and around you, but you were not aware about them. The current card is the Three of Wands, which is upright. And that is a very fortunate card because Three of Wands is a card which gives you an ability to generate revenue from any self-employment venture. If you have started any business, you have started any venture of your own, then in the coming 6 to 7 months, you will be able to generate money out of that. However, you also need to understand, Three of Wands is a card which makes you go through a lot of struggle before you reach that phase. In the sense, the amount of patience that is required to reach that level where the business starts giving you something in return, this is a card which makes you live on the edge for a certain phase of time. And thereafter, you find the results. So it really pushes you to the wall, but you should not give up because Three of Wands is a card where your stubbornness will actually help you to survive through the phase. The Two of Pentacles is in the reversed and future position. This implies a phase after 6 or 7 months. See, Two of Pentacles is a card which is related to your expenses and the ability to manage from what you earn or from your source of income. When the Two of Pentacles is reversed, it is very difficult for the person to manage their expenses. After 6 or 7 months, your expenses will be far more than your source of income. So, irrespective of how hard you try, it will be difficult for you to manage them. You know, this is a card where you pull in a lot of strings. You try very hard to meet all your expenses, but even then it's difficult to do so. Any questions, Dan?
And she's having a little bit of things you're on it, Rahit. That is very good. And there we go, Diane. We've got you back, and it's going here. Diane, do you have any questions for him on the cards that he gave you?
Well, the first one was a couple of years old, but yeah, the Page of Swords was back when the New World Order got me out of my the role that I was. And then, the third card was in the second position, and that's basically now. But the third one, yeah, that's coming to fruition. So yeah, the cards were right. I just think it was a little out of order. But it's great because he doesn't know me and he doesn't know what I've been doing, so it's great. So thank you very much.
Do you want me to cover any other sphere of your life, relationships or finances?
Oh, I thought you just covered relationships and finances.
Finances,
you probably have someone else. Well, whatever Jeffrey wants you to do. Go ahead.
We're Diane. We're fine. Go ahead, Rahit. Go ahead with the reading.
Okay, fine. I'll cover your relationships. Just bear with me.
You're fine. You call us from India and we got in. I'm so happy you got through. Rahit?
Yes. You've drawn three cards. The past card is the Five of Wands. This is a very aggressive card and it brings a lot of negative experiences in your life, especially in the past 6 months or a year. Five of Wands is a card which also brings issues related to disputes, litigations, disputes which take you to the court station, anything that is very negative and shocks you. Maybe you have had, in the past 6 months or a year, you also had a lot of enemies or a lot of people who were jealous of you or jealous of the fact that, there are times when you have too many enemies and if you seek happiness in your life, they are not happy about it. When the Five of Wands comes up in the past, in any reading, it implies a negative experience which is very difficult to manage or accept or face at the start. However, this card also implies that whatever negative experience you go through or whatever negative publicity you come across, it will actually give you benefits in the years to come. Not so soon, not recently, or not in the coming days. Not in the coming year or so, but maybe after a year or two, the experience that you've gone through in the past, in your relationships, whatever negativity you have gone through, will actually work to your advantage. The present card is a good card because it is the Two of Cups. When the Two of Cups comes up in a relationship, it is a very fortunate card because this is a card which is ruled by Venus. It is a card which implies finding someone who's as close to you as a soulmate. You know, the compatibility is strong because Two of Cups is a card which makes you feel that a person is irreplaceable. You're not going to find someone like this again, that is how important the relationship is. Two of Cups, I do not know whether you have someone in your life right now or no, but even if you don't have anyone, in the coming 6 to 7 months, you are bound to come across someone who is going to be very important for you. Even if this relationship doesn't survive in the days to come, this person will still be a very close friend for you. Now, there could be issues in a relationship after 6 months because the future card is Ten of Cups. And it is a good card. It is, again, a professional card because a Ten of Cups is a card which brings you good professional opportunities. When it comes up in a relationship reading, it implies that you will get good references or professional references because of the person you love. Again, Ten of Cups is a card which brings you a job opportunity, which is not very high profile or something that is very respected, but it pays you a lot. An opportunity which is difficult to refuse because the kind of remuneration you can make out of it is far more than you would expect. This card will bring you happiness, but to an extent when it comes to your professional life. But once you come across that opportunity, thereafter it may affect your relationship. Because what happens with Martian cards is that they give benefits, materialistic benefits, but the happiness aspect in the relationships or personal life is not there. Dan, any questions?
We got that. And she's...
Am I muted or am I on?
You're on.
Oh, okay. Question. The first card, yeah, that was 2009, though. That was when I lost the man that I loved, that I would have married because of our New World Order adventure. So, the, yeah, that was a correct card. And the second correct and the third correct, but I just didn't understand the last sentence. Did you draw a fourth card or did you just add something?
No. I'll repeat it for you. See, the second card, that is the present phase, is the Two of Cups. That implies
yes,
the coming
6 to 7
months, you have someone who's like a soulmate. The third card is the Ten of Cups, which is a Martian card. It is ruled by Mars. Now, Ten of Cups is a card which brings benefits which are materialistic. Okay, this is ruled by the water element, but this is a very materialistic card. So you will find a very good opportunity, especially related to your work life, because of the person you love. That person is going to arrange the opportunity for you. That opportunity will improve your finances for the better. The finances will improve drastically. Now, you also need to understand these are Martian cards. They give benefits, but when it comes to emotional happiness, or there is some amount of bitterness over there. That is what is a concern with this card.
Oh, concern with just the emotional happiness. Well, I can, me and my higher self can take care of the emotional happiness. But you are right on, because what you've just said about the two relationships coming are exactly what I've been told by my guides. So I didn't know it was called a Martian card, though. But, yeah, one relationship that's going to be for love and one's going to be for the work. So, or one's going to lead to the other. That has to lead to the work. So thank you very much. You're right. He's wonderful.
We thank you, Diane. We got it. She's complimenting you, telling you how great you are, Raheed. Let's go to the next person. We've got 770. You're on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Jeff. I'm fine. How are you?
Just hanging in here, wondering with Blog Talk and having this great friend from India, Raheed, telling readings for tarot.
Sure.
Oh, may
I know your name, at least, the first name?
Maddie.
Maddie, I'll do the first reading on your work and profession. Yeah, just bear with me.
Are you just going to grab that? Okay.
Yeah. Maddie, you've drawn, the past card that you've drawn is the Empress, which is upright. Empress is a fortunate card in a woman's reading because this is a card which brings, it is ruled by Venus. It brings prosperity. It brings a relationship and a past 6 month relationship which came in your life because of your work. Maybe you got emotionally involved with someone at your workplace. The Empress is also a card which brings financial prosperity from a relationship. The only constraints which this card has got, firstly, it brings unwanted pregnancies. Secondly, this is a card which brings a relationship which has got a lot of emotional baggage or a lot of constraints. A person who loves you madly, but he cannot give you commitment, he cannot give you the hope that he's going to be there in your life for the rest of the years. It is a fortunate card, but the present, the present phase in your work life is going to be a bit more frustrating because I don't see the influence of that love anymore in your work life right now. Four of Cups is in the present position. This is a card which brings emotional frustration and saturation. Four of Cups is a card which this is a phase, and especially in the coming 6 to 7 months, where you could be so engrossed in your sorrows or in your suffering that you may not realize the opportunities around you. You know, even if someone is trying to approach you to help you or to make you prosper in your profession, you may not realize that person. You may not acknowledge that person's presence. Four of Cups is also a card where health issues could affect your work life. And your health issues may only get more and more chronic in the days to come because Four of Cups is a card where, you don't have any control over your diet. It is also a card which is related to intoxication. I mean, if you're fond of tea, coffee, cigarettes, smoking, drinking, anything that is in excess and affects your body. Four of Cups is also a card which affects your nerves, your digestive tract, your sleep pattern, and that will directly affect your work life as well. If you're expecting anything to any progress in your work life, it's not going to happen so soon, because Four of Cups is a card which implies that whatever changes take place in your work life, it will not make you happy. The third card, which is the future card, is the Nine of Wands, which is reversed. Now see, Nine of Wands and Four of Cups, when they are together in a reading, they imply that your health is something that is going to take, it's going to take sufficient amount of efforts from your end to heal yourself. Nine of Wands is a card which also implies any drastic treatment like a surgical operation or a surgery which could be advised to you maybe after 6 or 7 months. I'm not saying you're going to go for the surgery, because when the card is reversed, it implies that you're so stubborn and you're so stuck up in your mind that you may not follow the advice of your doctor. Nine of Wands, when it is reversed, it also implies, firstly, this is a very spiritual card, because you seem to be having an ability to read between the lines. When the Nine of Wands comes up in a reading, it implies someone who can see through his or her own strengths and vices. At the same time, someone who can read people or read situations, not on the superficial level, but even within, it gives depth to your soul. Again, when this card comes up in a work reading, it implies that if you're looking for any improvement in your work life, it's going to take a few more years. This is a card which implies that your struggle is something you will have to manage for at least 2 or 3 more years. Nine of Wands is also a card where, you have to be very careful. I mean, it is a very spiritual card, but you have to be very careful. And no event is going to be one event where you have to invest all your resources. You have to wait patiently, and every opportunity you have to gauge it properly and carefully. Any doubts?
Maddie?
You said that that I have to watch out for pregnancy, right?
In the past. This Empress was in the past, because it brings unwanted pregnancies. Empress is a very good card if as long as the relationship is there in your life. Because
you said that will be love in my life, but he's not going to be able to compliment me.
Empress is a card which brings love which gives you a lot of passion, a love which gives you, which drives you crazy. But the person who comes in your life, at least this is a card which is in the past position. So the person who was there in your life, he had some issues because of which he could not take this relationship forward. Empress is a card. Now, you also need to understand, Maggie, I'm just a reader in the end. The card could have multiple implications. It's not necessary that every implication has to apply to your life. I may give you 10 interpretations of the same, 10 various reasons which imply one single card. But in the end, only 2 or 3 of those points could be applicable to your life. So you need to understand the reading needs to be used in a proactive manner, in the sense it needs to be used as a reference material. The cards never go wrong, but any error in the reading would be entirely my fault, and you have to forgive me for that.
Okay, all right. I was trying to understand all that you were saying, but you threw so much out at me at one time, and you did say something about prosperity.
Prosperity is Venus. Any card which is ruled by Venus, it implies prosperity, which it implies an improvement in your living, your standard of living. Your expenses increase, and you can afford to manage those expenses. That is what this card implies. But this is in the past. Your coming days, that means from today till the coming 12 months, you have to manage your emotions as well. You are someone who has a habit of getting volatile emotionally. Four of Cups is a card which is in the present position. So you need to be careful when it comes to your emotions. You're not supposed to allow your emotions to rule your mind. You're not supposed to allow your emotions to take decisions for yourself. When it comes to your work life, you need to be shrewd and not think from your heart. The Nine of Wands is in the future position. That means after 6 or 7 months, your health issues may get more complicated. That may affect your work life. At the same time, Nine of Wands is a card which implies that any struggle in your work life is not going to end so soon. It's going to take a couple of more years for you to come out of this mess. At the same time, you are a very spiritual soul in many ways, because Nine of Swords gives you an ability to accept and understand situations, you know, on a deeper level, not on a superficial level. I'm
right.
Sorry, Maggie, I go too fast and I cover a lot, so you may not pick up everything.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You want me to cover a relationship reading for you? Anything that's going to happen in the coming days with respect to your love life?
That would be okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
Just bear with me.
Thank you, Maddie. This has been such a wild night. I'm glad to hear you call in and Raheed's getting to come in, which has been the wildest technical difficulties I've ever seen.
How you been doing?
I have been just on the wall. I'm just working a line, got some other people that have been trying to contact me. I've got old regular calling in, people wanting to get readings, and just been out there. And then we get on this phone, and it took me 31 minutes to get into my own show to have them tell me to stop.
You know, when I call in, they say, you're in the chat room, and I say, I don't hear anything. I was thinking, maybe they hung up on me.
No, and I'm so glad you got through, because we've had a lot of them call, and we're changing around. We've got all these new readers, and Raheed, and different people. This is, you know, a gentleman from India, he's just phenomenal. We've had all these people getting in, and it's just been one circus after another. And the really funny thing is, now with this 2 years of Saturn, a lot of people are going to realize with the energy for those of us that are doing this, it's just changed. It's like those planets have put a whole new energy there. And I think Blog Talk got shocked into something.
Well, Saturn and Scorpio, what does that mean?
That Scorpio, the planet transition, Saturn is going into it. And for about 2 years, we're going to learn lessons. We're doing energy. Saturn is the planet of that and karma, a lot of working with what we're inside of yourself. Scorpios, we're known for mystical, occult, working with energies, you know, the spiritual, a lot of the strengthening. And that Scorpio has just got everybody going inside, you know, looking. And it means that we're all going to be really, not only have they been saying tested, but also really strengthening up a lot of us looking at what we want to do. And
okay, cool. Because my moon is there. My moon is placed in Scorpio. That's why I wanted to know.
Oh, you're going to be going, you're going to be testing all your emotions. Now, this man, we're going to have to warn him.
if your moon is in Scorpio, that means you're extremely possessive about people. And somehow you have got very aggressive cards in your relationship life as well, Maggie. Five of Wands is in the past position. This is a very aggressive card. The person you were in a relationship in the past, you must have experienced a lot of negative energy, a lot of negative experiences. Because Five of Wands is a card which brings unwanted litigations. It brings unwanted disputes which take you to the cop station. Any negative experience which might have which might have shocked you, which might have left you unprepared, you know, any experience which is so difficult to accept and acknowledge at the start. Five of Wands is also a card which brings a lot of negative energy, a lot of dirty gossip, a lot of people spreading false news about you. And that's going to continue in the days to come as well. People, you have too many enemies, and there will be people who will spread false stories about you. You have to just ignore it. The moment you start clarifying it, the moment you start denying it, you're actually giving advantage to them. The best thing is to ignore such people, because they are never going to leave you.
Okay.
Five of Wands is also a card. You know, when it comes up in a reading, the person you love or the person you have trusted will be the person who will stab you on the back. And that is something you have to be careful with even in the days to come. The reason I'm saying this is because you have all the three cards that have drawn in your love relationship are very aggressive cards. You are aggressive. You are faithful to the person. But doesn't mean the person whom you love will reciprocate the same feelings towards you. The Five of Wands is also a card which implies that any litigation or dispute you have been through because of the person you have loved, it may have given you a negative experience in the past, but it will give you some benefits in the years to come. Not for now, not immediately, but maybe after a couple of years. The Chariot card is reversed and in the present position. Firstly, when a Chariot card comes up in a love reading, it implies that it is going to be a lonely struggle for you. If you want to seek happiness in your love life, in your relationships, it's going to be a sole effort from your end. You will have to make too many efforts to make things work. Chariot card, when it is reversed, it also implies too many enemies and a very headstrong approach from your end. You are a person you know, if you find someone who deserves your love, you will do anything to get that person. In the sense, you will just jump into that relationship and give yourself completely. But that also ruffles too many feathers. That will also make too many enemies, you know, out of the situation for you. Chariot is a card, when it is reversed, it also implies that any over-aggressive approach will not work for you at times. Because, you know, you need to understand one thing. When the Chariot is reversed, in spite of doing everything, in spite of working so hard for a relationship, in spite of giving yourself completely, in spite of being so faithful to the person, you may still not achieve the purpose. Because when you divert all your energies on someone, and that someone is not the right person, you end up suffering more. You know, so you need to be very careful and cautious before you invest everything in a relationship. I'm not saying don't fall in love. No, go ahead and do what your heart wants you to do. But when you are the only one who's doing everything in a relationship, you are the only one who's making all kinds of compromises and sacrifices for the person you love, then you need to realize at some stage that, you know, it's you who's doing everything. You're not getting anything in return. So you need to be objective, even if it is too late. You know, you can't keep spoiling your life for someone who has no respect for you or who has no love for you. For the coming 6 to 7 months, you may feel frustrated. You may feel disappointed in many ways when it comes to your relationship life. After 6 or 7 months, the external factors will affect your relationship. Why? Because Ace of Wands is reversed. See, Ace of Wands is a very aggressive card. It also implies that you are the person who is blessed with too many skills. You are very, you are blessed with talent. You're blessed with zeal. You also have the ability to make use of good opportunities. But the problem is you haven't come across the right opportunities in life. Ace of Wands, when it is reversed, you know, this is a card which implies that you have the talent, but you don't have the right opportunities to tap those talents. When this card is reversed, it also implies too many people being jealous of you. And if you are in a relationship in the coming days, there will be a lot of people who will create a lot of trouble for you. You know, this is a card where there's a lot of foul play, there's a lot of negative energy around you where people make attempts to stab you on the back. I mean, you will never come to know at the start. It's only when the damage is done, that's when you realize what all they have done.
Very good. And Rahi, wow. When you call in, I tell you, he goes there. If they talk about me talking, right? Tell us your email and how they can get that email to get a reading from you.
Okay, I'll spell out my email address. It's all in small letters. It's a T for Turkey, A for Australia, R for Rotterdam, O for Oscar, T for Turkey, a full stop or a period, N for November, I for Indonesia, N for November, E for England, @ Y for Yankee, M for Mike, A for Australia, I for Indonesia, L for Lima, full stop or period, com. That should be tarot.9@ymail.com. You can also search me on Google or any of the search engines by typing my last name and tarot. That's Rohit, R-O-H-I-T, Rotterdam, Oscar, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Turkey, space, Denmark, United, Australia, space, tarot.
I love it. And you
oh,
do
wow.
A phenomenal,
so
right?
Like, so you're telling me I have a lot of enemies.
You have a lot of enemies. At the same time, you are too aggressive to observe situations. You know, because when the Chariot is reversed, Ace of Wands is reversed, you're not really observing whether that person is worthy of you. You know, I'm not asking you not to fall in love. I'm not asking you not to invest yourself in a relationship. Do whatever your heart wants you to do. But when you are the only one who's doing everything and you're not getting anything back, that's when you have to stop, you have to observe, and you have to see where this relationship is going.
Well, right now I don't have anyone in my life. I haven't had anyone in my life since I got a divorce, really.
But your divorce.
I got a divorce back in 1996.
Sorry. But in the coming 6 to 7 months, there is a chance of someone coming in your life.
Only thing I can tell you is I'm talking to someone, and I have not seen him. He does not live in the same state that I live in.
You need to understand one thing. You know, when you come across anyone, okay, keep your, I mean, don't keep all your hopes on that person. Because not everything that is informed to you is true.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm aware of that. I'm pretty sure I'm aware of that. Mm-hmm.
So you need to be careful, but you also will find someone else other than this person, someone elderly to you. You need see, you have so many aggressive cards. You need an elderly person, not someone your age or not someone younger to you. You need someone elderly to you because when a chariot comes up, you know, you also need someone who's a support system for you, someone who can protect you, not someone who actually creates more trouble for you. So if you come across anyone, see, ideally what happens is when the chariot is reversed in a relationship, you may also meet someone who's already married or maybe someone who's going through some problems in his marriage life but has feelings for you. So just because this, you know, just because this person is married to someone else doesn't mean you cannot fall in love with them. But the main concern should be, does that person really respect you for what you are? At the same time, is that person the right person to be in a relationship with? See, even if a relationship doesn't work, at least that person could be a friend for you, a support system. You need a support system at some point in life. And I don't see any support system in your life because you've only created more enemies for yourself. You don't have the right friends in your life either.
I agree.
They're asking in the room, do you think she needs a sugar daddy?
No.
Okay, because it sure sounded like it. I'm like, Maddie, you little ornery girl. And if it's aggressive, could it be passion? Could she be? Because, I mean, I do see where the cards would tell you. But if someone's passionate, I mean, I have a lover who's a very, very good person, but they're strengthening. They're doing things. They're physical. Would that come across as assertive or aggressive? Could it be passion that Maddie's going to have?
See, passion is there because all the three cards are very aggressive. So the sexual energy is strong in you. I won't deny that.
Okay.
Okay.
You got better cards than I got, Maddie.
What now?
You got better cards than I got.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Well, why so many enemies? What's the jealousy is all about?
See, when the Ace of Wands is reversed, that means people would not want you to find happiness in your life. They would be very jealous of you. So the moment you have someone in your life, they will try creating trouble for you. So when you have these kind of cards, you're not supposed to reveal your relations to anyone else. Unless and until everything is very sure. Even if it's your relatives, you're not supposed to reveal it so soon. You need to wait for the relationship to reach a stage where it is very stable. And that is not going to happen for the coming 12 months. So you need to be very patient with that.
Okay.
At the same time, don't vent your frustration on the person you love. You know, don't allow your personal life to affect your relationship in a negative way. Keep the two things very separately.
Okay. Mhm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're not supposed. See, what happens is if you're going through any troubles in your personal life, don't vent that frustration on the person you love, or don't keep discussing that again and again with the person you love. He's not a punching bag for you. He's a person who has to have his own identity, and he has to bring a support to you. Not just what happens is when you just go on and on, they may never acknowledge what you exactly are, because you are far more than the troubles that are there in your life. You have a soul which is far more potential, a soul which needs success and respect. So the troubles that you're going through, the negativity that you're going through, should not affect your mind that you end up discussing unimportant things and spoil a relationship.
Okay.
I hope you're getting what I'm saying. So you need to there are times when you have to invest your time or invest your conversation in things which are far more deeper, not the superficial stuff. So what kind of colors you wear is a topic which you can discuss for 5 minutes.
What kind of colors I wear?
I was told
recently to wear green.
Green, but that only make you more aggressive. You're supposed to wear dark shades of blue or red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Red.
That will only make you more dark shades of red and blue, because they will bring stability in your life. You need to come out of this this mess that you're going through. You need to reach a stage where you're far more stable. You have less troubles, and people don't trouble you more. That's the phase you need to reach. You know, when you have these kind of cards, it also implies finances are not on track. Your finances are not good. So if you want to improve that, you have to wear dark shades of red and blue.
Red and blue. Red and blue.
Happy Valentine's, no, Maddie. You got to go. We got to roll with the next one. We got so
okay.
many people.
Okay, this has been very interesting.
Thank you, Maddie, and happy Valentine's. We're going on, and this is tonight at Psychics Gone Wild. We're back. We're getting there. We're having it. Rahib, thank you for coming in for India to do this. You're very gifted. We've got, real quickly, we've got about 14 minutes. We've got 4 or 5 of you waiting. 317, you were lucky enough to get the phone to pick up. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, what do you think of this show?
Wow. I can't even believe I got believe I got on. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, and it's been
okay.
Wild. And we've been having such a weak tile that we usually have them packed up, and we've got 5 callers tonight. We're working on it. We're going to be doing all new psychics. Rahit's joining us on Wednesday nights right now. We would love to have you talk to him just a few minutes. And Rahit, could you give her a quick 3-card reading, and then we're going to have to go on.
Okay. I'll do it on your work life and profession in the coming 12 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
Just bear with me.
And we got that. And so can you give us your first name? And are you enjoying Psychics Gone Wild tonight?
Yes,
okay.
I really am.
I've done the reading for you. You have 3 cards. The past, and out of the 3, there are 2 major arcana cards. In the sense, there will be situations in your work life, in your profession, which will be beyond your reach to influence or beyond your reach to control. Because you have a tendency to control the situation that you're in. That tendency to dominate, or that tendency to aggressively control your work life, is going to frustrate you more. The Sun card is in the reversed and past position. This implies a rebellious temperament. This implies troubles with someone in authority, especially in your work life in the past 6 months or a year. Sun is a good card. It is a very positive card, because it gives you a new lease of life. But when the same card is reversed, it brings many complications. Firstly, if you're hoping for an alternative source of income or doing something on the side to improve your finances, then that may not have worked for you. Because a Sun is a card which gives you an additional source of income. But when the same card is reversed, it doesn't allow you to generate any additional source of income. Sun is also a card, when it is reversed, it implies that someone elderly to you, someone who was very close to you or very supportive of you, or who tolerated a lot about you, had to go to some health issues, some chronic health issues, which affected, his support towards you. Because let's say if you had a boss, and that boss was very comfortable and very kind towards you, and suddenly he develops a disease or some illness because of which that support is not there in your life anymore. Sun is also a card which implies that you need to be careful, because when a Sun card is reversed in a reading, any litigation will only get more and more chronic in the days to come. If you're going through any legal issues, you need to be careful on that. You're not supposed to be overconfident. You're not supposed to trust people blindly. Why? Because you have an Ace of Swords, which is upright and in the present position. Ace of Swords is a card which, this is a card which brings a lot of bitterness in professional relationships. But again, this is a very intelligent card. You have a mind which is very, very resourceful, a mind which can survive through any kind of difficult situation or trauma. So if you're going through any struggle in your professional life, it's not that you cannot manage it. It's not that you cannot cope it. You can manage it pretty easily. At the same time, you have a very blunt approach, in the sense you're very straightforward, and you're not afraid to take unpopular decisions. Because Ace of Swords, when it is upright, it implies a decision in the coming 6 to 7 months, a decision which you will take, which will be very extreme, very unpopular, at the same time very necessary for you to do. Because Ace of Swords says that this decision is not needed because it's going to give you positive results. No, but it is needed because you have to survive. And to survive, you have to take those necessary steps. Ace of Swords is also a card which implies that whatever you do, you may create more people jealous for you, I mean towards yourself, you know, because this card also brings a lot of jealousy around you. For the coming 6 to 7 months, your approach will give you some results to an extent, till the coming 6 to 7 months. After 6 or 7 months, there is trouble in your work life from an elderly man. Now, who that man is? The Emperor is reversed. You need to understand, Emperor is again a very aggressive card. It implies an elderly man who is very aggressive, good looking, because this is a man who is sexually attractive. He carries a sexual prowess on his sleeves. This is a man who is rich, who's blessed with an inflated ego. He's also manipulative. He has a habit of holding grudges. He's extremely vengeful. He's very, very resourceful. Ideally, this is a man who should be a friend, not an enemy. But for some reason, this man will hold grudges against you, or he's jealous of you. And yes, he will create trouble in your work life after 6 or 7 months. The best thing is to stay away from him if you cannot patch up with this person. But ideally, I would still request you to patch up with this person, because this is a very resourceful friend, provided he becomes a friend.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow.
You have any doubts? Do you have anything to clarify?
Well, first of all, you were talking about a man that was very sick, right? That was my mentor in the very beginning. That was a mentor of mine, very, very, very spiritual man, and he carried me through almost like a death. A lot of hurt, a lot of pain, very patient, and he died of cancer, and it was very devastating because I never even got to say goodbye. With the workforce, I'm a business owner, and I work with a doctor, and so what you're telling me is so reversed from every reading I've got. I've had good fortune coming my way, so I'm really confused. Within 3 months, they said things are going to just, I'm not even going to have to do anything. Things are just going to expand for me. Is there anything?
You need to understand one thing. The cards never go wrong. But I, as a reader, am bound to make mistakes at times. Every card will have multiple meanings, multiple implications. Not every implication will apply to you. Maybe just one or two could apply. Ace of Swords is upright. This is a very bitter card, ideally. But when it is upright, it also implies a drastic course of action. So maybe you could be successful in achieving that course of action. But again, there will be a lot of enmity around you, people being jealous of you. Because, you know, when the Ace of Swords is upright, there's no element of secrecy. Whatever you do is out in the open. Everyone will come
right
to know.
Yeah, I'm very open, but I'm a light worker. So, and I work with a medical doctor, which is Western. You can never know what he's doing, and he is very manipulative. But we're on different sides, you know what I mean? I pay him rent, so I don't understand. Just be careful, you say?
You need to be very careful.
He has told him, man.
You need to be careful because Ace of Swords is a card where people you trust or people you move around with, they could stab you on the back. Emperor is reversed. See, I do not know what Emperor is, but there has to be an elderly person in your work life. After 6 or 7 months, that person will create trouble. It could also be possible that person is not there in your life right now, but he may come after 6 or 7 months. And the traits would be as implied by the Emperor card. That means he's aggressive, sexually attractive, rich, because he is in a position of power. He's egoistic. He has an inflated ego. He's manipulative. He's also someone who holds grudges and is extremely vengeful.
So you don't see him in my life right now. He could be coming. Is that what you say?
See, right now your work life is something which is very very barren, in the sense you don't have any close relationships. You don't have any relationship where you can trust people blindly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And we take.
But after after 6 or 7 months, the Emperor, which is reversed, that person may create trouble. So you need to be careful.
And we thank you guys. We know now how to get a reading with our gentleman here that's on tonight, the email, and can you? They're asking how much do you charge for a reading?
Okay, see, for two questions, I charge $25.
Okay, so two questions, $25, and give them again the email if you would.
Yes, sure. I'll spell it. I'll spell My email at Will Letters. It's T for Turkey, A for Australia, R for Rotterdam, O for Oscar, T for Turkey, full stop or a period, N for November, I for Indonesia, N for November, E for Echo, at the rate, Y for Yankee, M for Mike, A for Australia, I for Indonesia, L for Lima.com.
That's excellent there. And all of you guys have tuned in. We've got 5 minutes left. We're going to have one more person get a little bit of that free reading to get a taste of what Rahid's doing here with the tarot. I want to thank you for taking the time, Rahid, to come to
our booth. My privilege. Trust me.
Very good. And we all are appreciating this time on Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who've called in tonight, remember tomorrow night, Dina Flanagan, 773-897-6461. Hopefully, Blog Talk will let us in. Like me and Rahid just broke the energy tonight. We've got in all week. We've had problems. Those of you who will be paying attention, Janine will be doing her show Monday. It was also delayed. Pamela Cummings yesterday. We're back on Wednesday fighting our way through this crazy energy. What I want everyone to get is, if you get a chance with Psyche Jethro, catch me on Yelp. You still get a discount, but we've really pretty much moved that up to the really good fact that you can do it on my site, jethrosmith.net, or catch me on Keen, K-E-E-N. And our last one, we want to thank all of you guys for being who you are. Ends up being 720. What do you know, 720?
Hello, it's me, Cheyenne. How you doing?
Good, Cheyenne. We are here with a very phenomenal tarot reader who's going to give you probably about 3 minutes, and then they're going to play the music and kick us out the door.
Okay, that's okay. Cool. Thank you.
Should I cover your work and profession?
Oh, I'm a healer and a showman.
No, I don't need details.
Oh.
Should I cover your work and profession?
Yes, you should.
Cheyenne, you rock.
See, you have Eight of Swords in the reverse and past position. This is a card which gives you constraints, too many constraints. This is a card which makes you feel that you were stuck up in the past 6 months or a year. This is a card where, you know, it usually implies a journey which starts well with a lot of hopes and expectations. But somewhere down the line, the journey gets stuck up. Why? Because there's no way ahead to go. And you cannot go back because the humiliation is too strong to face. And whoever you approach for help doesn't help you. It's like being stuck up inside a cage and no way to come out of it. The present card is Knight of Wands, which is reversed. You're too restless at times. If you think too many options to work on, it doesn't work that way. You have to concentrate on one thing at a time. Knight of Wands, when it is reversed, it also implies trouble from a guy who's younger to you, very good-looking, attractive sexually as well. But this is a person who's a job hopper, someone who's not stable in his life, completely unstable in his profession, who keeps thinking of different ideas but has no ability to transform even one single idea into practical reality. You need to be careful with this person, especially for the coming 6 to 7 months. He may divert your attention. He may create a trouble for you because this is a guy who could be a nuisance for you. After 6 or 7 months, again, you have to be careful because you have too many. See, Seven of Swords is a card where people do things on your back to stab you. This is a card where people do not want you to prosper in any case. Seven of Swords is a card where whatever happens in your life is known to everyone around you. But what people do on your back to stab you or to create more trouble is something you will never come to know. Because this card brings an element of chaos, an element of confusion. And that will be more strong after 6 or 7 months. You have any doubts? Hello?
Hi. I don't know. I've been trying to work on a project that I've been trying to put together for a while, and so I just need to pay attention to those people that are not trustworthy, is what you're saying.
Exactly. At the same time, if you're working on a project, okay, don't invest a lot of your money on it. Don't invest it hoping that this is all that you can put your resources. You're not supposed to pool all your... You're not supposed to pool all your resources in one project or in any one event, okay? Also, at the same time, don't expect people to appreciate your effort because with these cards, people will never appreciate your effort even if you deserve that appreciation,
okay?
With these cards, you also need to understand that you need to keep working and don't expect drastic results or results to come that easily. You still have a year or two more for you to come out of any troubles.
Okay. Yeah, I've been working on myself.
Cheyenne.
Yeah, and also you need to take care of your health because since in the past 6 months or a year, your health issues might have increased.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You need to take care of it.
And we're going to the last 30 seconds of the show. Remember, all you guys, to tune in. Cheyenne, we know you've got a radio show out there. Quickly tell everybody, what's the radio show of yours called?
It's called The Wisdom Keeper on Be the Light Now Radio.
Wisdom Keeper, Be the Light Now. Excellent. I've been wanting to listen.
It's Friday night at 5:30 Eastern Time.
I'll be listening in. You'll know Psychic Jethro will be there. We'll get Raheed. Those of you who do tune back to, thank you. And we're going to start off. Raheed, tell everybody a last hello, goodbye. Talk to me again.
Yeah, I'll wish the best to everyone. I'll wish the best to everyone. And, I'm immensely grateful to you, Jeff, because you've called me on a show and allowed me to propagate my craft. I'm immensely thankful, and I'll wish the best for you as well. May you prosper a lot.
Thank you. Same to you. And here we are. Blessings till next week. Have fun. Take care,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Bye.